This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, we got an awesome episode with an OKP. I'm not going to let it out right now, but it's a great surprise. You're going to have a lot of fun with this one. We talk about keeping relationships casual, and we review a girl's Tinder profile and tons of hypotheticals. Check it out, share it with friends, get into it. The J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for feathering the fuck out of these nuts. I got to thank you. I keep getting your snaps. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56 on Snapchat, and every time you guys send me a video or a picture of you listening to the podcast, it is so fucking cool. And I know we're heading towards the end of the summer internship season. We now transition from the official podcast of your shitty summer internship to the official podcast of your shitty walk to class. There's the official podcast of your shitty workout at the gym. Your official podcast of your shitty shit. I want to be there with you during those intimate moments where you want no one else in your head, except for Papa JT, whispering sweet nothings. And I'm very excited about today's guest because it is an OKP day. We have a lot booked. You know, I got a lot of new people booked, and I want to sprinkle these OKPs throughout, you know, these, you know, the newer guests that I'm bringing in. And Greg Stone. The wild one, Greg Stone, coming in.
Fucking me.
I hope you just make noises the whole podcast. The whole
Welcome to, I don't know. Hey, thanks.
Good to have you, buddy.
Greg, good to be here.
You guys know if you're new to the podcast, Greg is a longtime guest, a favorite here. At Greg Stone _ on Twitter.
Pause the cast. Pick up your phone.
Pick up your phone.
Tweet something insulting to me right now.
Tweet at Greg Stone _. Just write, "You fucking bitch.
You dirty piece of shit."
That's it right now. So go find him. He also has a podcast that, you know, I'm a fan of, and you guys would love to. You should get involved. The Rad Dude Cast. It comes out every what?
I don't know.
You guys just throw it out there.
Once a week. It's every week now.
Okay, yeah. Rad Dude Cast with Brendan Ayer and Anthony DeVito. All OKPs
all
of
OKPs,
this podcast.
Babies.
What's the last thing we discussed on the Rad Dude Cast? What was the last episode?
The last thing we discussed? Well, I think
I listened to one with a lot of Kennedy assassination talk.
I don't know. Every time when we turn it off, we go, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the last one I was talking about getting a bunch of bees in my house out of roof or something. I don't know what I was talking about.
So, guys,
that's legitimately what a conversation.
If you want to get high and listen to the bee conversation, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. So, Rad Dude Cast every week at Greg Stone _. I want to get a couple announcements out there while we're here in the beginning of this podcast. Mm. Okay, I'm coming to some colleges. If you guys want me to come to your school, I would love to do stand up at your school. It's a process. You got to go to you have to go to student activities at your school and request funds to get me there. We can do this. We can do it together, but you got to be a little bit professional. I'm getting a lot. And it's Gina. You email this person, Gina, G-I-N-A, at kpcomedy.com. That's Gina at kpcomedy.com. She told me she's getting a lot of emails that just say, yo, we want Papa JT at school. And I'm like, this is a person with a business and shit, people. So if we want serious people that want to, you know, do a little bit of legwork, because it's going to take that to get me to come to your school. And I would love to make that happen. She gives you the materials to show your student activities people. She tells you who to get in contact with. And then it's a little bit of a back and forth, and then we make it happen. So email Gina, G-I-N-A, at kpcomedy.com. College agent.
Oh, I just thought that was a college that you wanted to go to.
No.
That's just one knit lady Gina who just walks to all the colleges.
You just go to, Gina picks me up, and we just walk around. We walk around the country. No shoes.
I was going to say, to your point about being professional about it, do it, because I made the terrible mistake the other day of looking through my old emails. I just, like, reversed my inbox to the oldest emails I had, and I have emails from college where I'm just shocked at how irresponsible my emails are. I'm just not gonna come. I can't make it.
Word to the wise, if you email anybody, just fucking read it over once with a brain that is not your own.
Yeah,
just give it like one, just put in your parent brain and read it and be like, oh my. And I remember in college sending emails to like not this, but like, you know, internships and like bosses. I'd spend like hours like going back and forth, just not sure how to do it. And then once you get the template,
yes.
Like, here's the template. Hi, blank. Hope you're well. Bump, and then you go into, and short and sweet.
Short, sweet.
And then your name. Done.
Papa J. Get him. Get Bring, daddy.
We
get
want daddy J train. Big daddy JT. So that's one announcement. Also, other announcements. I'm seeing so many podcast listeners at shows now.
Mm.
It's fucking awesome. I was at, you know, I was going on at the Cellar the other night. And they're like, and now Jared Freed. And then I just hear someone go, J-Train! Really, that feathered my nuts. That's very cool. It's cool to see you guys. And also, we're going to do a live J-Train podcast show, okay? A live J... We have the lineup. And it's September 22nd here at Stand Up New York, 8 o'clock. That's 78th and Broadway on the Upper West Side. So you guys... come out. We're going to have the lineup are all OKPs. Brendan Ayer.
Oh.
Greg Stone sitting right in the room.
That's two out of three of the Rad Dude cast
members.
There we
go. Lisa Traeger, Nimesh Patel, and Dan Soder. So that's a heavy hitter lineup.
That's a hot lineup.
I'll be hosting. In between each comic, we're going to take live questions from the audience with the person who just did their set. So... Greg,
are you gonna do questions?
Yeah, so you're gonna do your set, and then after your set, you and I will sit on stage and we'll take questions from the audience.
Love it, Daddy.
So, come out to Stand Up New York, September 22nd. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We'll go out after. We'll go to Jake's Dilemma down the street. Instead My buddies, I know those guys there.
Instead of doing 15 minutes, can me and Brendan perform together with Anthony and then just do the Rad Dude Cast?
So you got
we'll just take over your old show.
We'll take that question
later.
Off.
Look at this blow off. This fucking piece of dirt.
We'll see. How about that?
No one's going to stop me.
So those are my announcements. Go, you know, listen. Keep spreading the word. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling people. We got an OKP here in Greg Stone. So you know the deal. So we're going to get right into it. We got lots of good questions. Are you ready?
Buddy, I've been born ready.
Been born
I've been,
ready.
I've been done been bone ready real quick.
Do it real quick. Real quick. Let's do this. How to keep it casual.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man. Love the podcast. Been listening since texting etiquette, and it has seriously helped me out in life. In life.
Yeah, sure.
Life.
Well, everything is life, so if it helped at all, it's life. It's real.
Do you know how hard I am right now? In life? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I find myself at times having a problem keeping relationships I want to be casual with girls from getting too serious. I know this is a very general question, but what can I do about it? For example, got into a relationship with a girl a month and a half before the summer ended, and we both knew that it would be over with the summer when it was time to go back to school. Yet, I found it getting very serious at times, and her saying the annoying, see you never, when I would be leaving her house towards the end of the summer. How do I keep it casual, even when I communicate that what's going to be well beforehand? Thanks, dude. Keep it up. Sounds crazy, but really has improved my life and made me a happier person.
Mm.
Oh, man. I just came from that, you know, nut feather.
I know. I wish you'd put your pants back on.
Yeah, it's crazy. So what do you think? How do you keep things cash?
I have the same advice I have for every email, for every person, every time I'm on this show. Be fucking transparent.
Yeah.
Just tell her. You don't want a full relationship. You want to think. Be like, hey, I want to.
Let me play devil's
advocate. Every now and again.
Let me play devil's advocate to that advice.
Sure.
Very few girls get hot and bothered when you're like, yeah, I just want to fuck you.
when you first meet them.
You say this.
There's
you
a level of you ambiguity that you have to come into a relationship with.
You come and you say, "Do you like treat it like it's pasta?
Okay.
Do you like pasta? I have pasta. Do you want some pasta? I'll give you pasta. Just say that. Just pick sex. Do you like sex? I have sex.
Yeah.
You don't like sex. We don't have to have sex.
Well, I actually agree with that advice. I agree with that advice. I'm going to do it. I don't think you should say pasta 700 times.
You say sex. You say fucking.
I think the thing is, the relationship can only be as serious as the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
So the advice, if you want to keep it casual, only get together in casual ways.
Yeah.
Late night meetups, no dinners, no hangouts at the house.
But
in the morning, you leave.
But if she's starting to fall for you, man, you got to be honest with her.
And if that conversation comes up, which yeah. I've been in that position. I know where this guy's at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just in a similar position with this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was telling this person, I'm like, listen, I like you, but I don't like you enough to like do the whole thing. And that's a horrible thing to say yeah. to someone. And what a lot of girls will do is I actually think girls want to be dumped.
Like yeah,
in like vicious ways.
Wound so about they vicious can, ways.
Well, because then they want you to
sounds
bring
like
it.
A song from the 80s.
Vicious ways.
I want to dump you in a vicious way.
I want to slam you down with my heartthrob ways.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were going
to. I was going to. No, I left you there for like fun.
So I no, but what I'm saying is I went through this situation.
Sure.
And I think girls want to be viciously dumped so they can go to their friends and be like, look at this asshole. Oh, and then they can all be like, yeah, he's a dick. And then all the friends can pile on to how much a dick you are so that you don't feel as bad about the relationship ending, which is like they're basically looking for a friend cushion to land on where everyone calls me a fucking asshole. And I get that.
Well, it's very let me just support that is. It's way easier to go through a breakup when you can villainize the person who broke up with you.
Exactly.
You know, when the person who broke up with you is like a really sweet guy, it's like, man, I really did lose.
Yeah.
But when he fucking is a piece of shit, it's like, that big guy was an asshole to me. Yeah, fuck him, fuck him. That's way easier.
And 99% of relationships end with nobody being the villain.
Yes.
It's just like, oh, it just this isn't what he's looking for. This isn't what I'm looking
for. Different parts of life.
Different parts of life.
You move too fast, I move too slow. I move too slow, you move too fast.
That's the chorus.
It might have been the exact
of the vicious.
Vicious ways.
Vicious ways.
You move. Vicious ways.
Why did you go into Chris Isaac?
Because, what's the name of that song?
I can't think of it.
Wicked game?
Yeah,
Wicked game. Vicious ways. I was going with that. I'm sorry.
No, but you. What is the line you just said? No, not that. Not the Chris Isaac line.
Can we just admit that's a killer, Chris Isaac?
That's pretty good.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do it again. You almost just fucked the mic.
I would
fuck
them. I'll put the mic. I'll put everything in my mouth. Everyone knows that.
Everything.
Anything
in your mouth. You put that whole mic in your mouth. It's crazy. You got the whole thing in there. It's unbelievable. So I think keeping it casual, all we're saying right now is that it's very difficult to not get to a point where someone wants to make you into the dumper.
Yes.
And this is kind of where I was at. I had this girl. She was texting me. We're going back and forth. And she's like, and I was like, listen, I'm only looking to hook up. And she's like, well, you don't like me?
Yeah,
and I'm like, and now you're at a point where like I have to be so honest that I have to be a dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this kept happening because then I'd be like, no, I like you. I like you because I want to hook up with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I also don't like you enough to make it go over that hump where we're doing everything together every minute of the day.
But let me ask you a question now.
Sure.
Is it that you don't like her? Like, did you see something that you said, this I can never deal with? Or was the thing of, well, no, we just haven't really connected on that level yet. We're not up that high in the ladder yet.
We haven't connected on that level yet, but I also don't see where there's no rung on the ladder for me to even climb up to that point.
See, because I've never been with a girl that I was like, I can't see a future in a weird way. Like, I'm like, even girls
I have definitely.
That's what I'm saying, but every girl I've ever been with, I was like, I'm fucking you is because it's like, well, I like being around you if, you know, whatever. And it's usually like, all right, you got shitty, I'm out. Like, as soon as someone is shitty or shows me some kind of sign of weirdness, and I'm like, I can't, I get the fuck out.
I'm more in the space where I'm like, this is a cool person.
Yeah, yeah.
I also want to fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's been very few times where I'm like, man, my heart has been captured.
No, I'm not talking about that. My heart's never captured.
Never captured.
Stone,
free
cold,
soul.
Frozen body.
Frozen body. That's Greg Stone Cold Frozen Body. That's what they call you. I will say this, but there's going to be a point with every relationship, and it's back to your pasta thing, okay? It's you're going to be asked about, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that point, you're the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Here's the menu items up on the board.
Yeah.
I got these to offer you.
Yeah, yeah.
You either order this. We got sushi.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But if you want fucking hamburgers, we don't serve hamburgers here.
No a la carte bullshit
either. And that's not to say, and when you go into a restaurant, you don't get mad at the restaurant. You're not like, well, why don't you have hamburgers for me? No, we only serve sushi.
We only serve punani on the side. I'm sorry. That was embarrassing.
No, but I'm saying, if you're at a sushi place, we only serve sushi.
Yes, of course.
And by sushi, I mean I only serve... I'll go down on you, you give me a blowjob, and then we don't talk for a week, and then maybe we do that again. And if you want the relationship special, it's right across the street.
At Nerd Avenue.
And you got to be willing to lose it. So if you want to be casual, you have to be willing for them to be like, ah,
but how many women sit in that restaurant, or men, sit in that restaurant and just wait for the restaurant to change menus?
There's a lot of people waiting for menus to change, you can't do that. You got to have a whole... You gotta have John Taffer come in.
But sometimes
and
if
change up that fucking place to make that happen.
If you're a good customer, a real good customer, sometimes your chef will come out and go, you know what?
Here's a chef special.
I'm gonna give you a hamburger.
Yeah.
I got
some hamburger meat in the bag. Well,
so what are we even saying?
But don't give hope.
I don't even know.
You're giving false hope.
There's
that doesn't
hope.
Happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And let you know, back to the restaurant thing. If you're looking at a guy and you're like, I want to be in a relationship with this guy, and he's just like, no, all I want is the blowjob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I want is to, you know.
Go down on you.
All I want is the sex.
Yeah,
and then you would say, well, you know what? I'm leaving. Maybe you'll come over. And maybe that restaurant changes management.
They might change management.
Maybe they change the menu.
Because not a lot of people want to go there.
Not a lot of people. Then you can come back in. But you got to leave the restaurant.
You got to leave the restaurant.
To have a change.
Yeah.
Fucking contract.
Don't give them your money.
No.
Why are you giving them your money? They're not giving you good service.
This metaphor is either really working for somebody or someone is totally lost. But I think it's pretty good.
They just stop listening. And they're
food. They're really hungry for sushi or pasta. Yeah.
No, but wish that makes sense.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone @GregStone_ on Twitter. Get the phone out right now.
My phone?
No, I'm telling the listener.
Oh, yeah. You get your phone out right now.
@GregStone_. Say... I heard you being Cold Stone Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you look good. I don't know.
Buddies.
I can't take a lot of insults. I'm very sensitive.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Greg has a podcast called The Rad Dude Cast, and which we mentioned earlier.
Oh, no.
And I created a fan account where the whole gimmick, and didn't tell them about the fan account. The whole gimmick was that I love The Rad Dude Cast. Anthony and Brendan could not stand Greg.
Yeah, hated the sound guy. You kept referring to me as the sound guy. Grog.
And didn't tell Greg about it for like a month.
Yeah.
And one day I'm here at Stand Up New York and we're sitting at the bar and he's like, I'm like, he's kind of down. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, I don't know. People on the internet are just fucking making fun of me.
Yeah, that shit hurts, man. Fucking, what do you think?
And he's like, I can't figure out who this fucking guy is that made the fan account.
Yeah.
And
you're like, it's okay, Grog.
It's going to be okay.
Don't worry.
Dude, it made me furious. A new one showed up, Rad Dude Cast Quotes.
Oh,
which
really?
Is somebody, and I was like, fucking Jared, I'm not letting him in. I'm not doing this again. And the guy just keeps putting like funny things, like, really big fan. I'm like, fuck you, man. Yeah. I'm not fucking
I ruined it for
again.
This guy.
Yeah, and he's just a guy.
Buddy's fucking is fucking up my job. Sup, Jew balls?
Oh my god!
Down to business. A buddy of mine is hooking up with a girl with girl A. She's a 787 face body personality. Okay,
face is a 7, 8's a body,
7 personality.
Is that good? A 7 personality?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good.
It's a little bit better than 5.
Two better. The problem is he's also in the process of getting back with his ex, girl B. She's an 878. Okay, 787, 878. So he's got A and B.
Great face, great personality. What else to lose?
I mean...
Bodies are bodies. Give me a body, any kind of body.
Any body?
I like skin. Everyone knows that.
Just skin.
Any kind of skin, any kind of lump, any kind of anything.
You're a weird soul.
No, because you go to
any
jail,
kind of...
you start having sex with men, and people are like, I'm not gay. Well, then be with someone who's great, and then you'll eventually love whatever they have for you body-wise.
I don't even know where to go with that.
He said, just be a skin guy. That's
just
it.
Be a
yeah,
skin
man.
Guy.
I'm into skin, man. Skin is skin.
Is that why every time you shake my is that every time you shake my hand, is that why you hold on extra long?
I never let go. Whenever Jared touches me, I hold on for the ride.
So he's got the two girls. So his buddy is hooking up with girl A and girl and trying to get back with girl B. Normally, I would not give a fuck, but girl A's dad is my boss. And lately, the boss has been asking him about it.
Oh, my God.
I know for a fact that they've never met. We met when we went to their beach house, but the dad didn't go, nor was I aware of who this girl's father was. So it's kind of weird that the dad knows about my buddy, unless the chick is talking about him over dinner or some shit. Here's where it fucks me. I'm earning about 3 times the average, and my boss is highly temperamental. So I could lose my job, or he'd make it really hard to stay. I get my buddy. He wants to fuck around. Still, I told him to get to tell girl A he's not interested and remain low-key for about 2 months and then get back with B. Or what else could I suggest so that I don't get fucked, taking into consideration that this email is about my job's well-being. Fuck my buddy. So what do you think?
Now, girl A is the girl that we know that he's actually going to break up with, right?
Girl A is the one. He is the boss's daughter who he's trying to, who isn't the girl he wants to be with.
Yeah, you just got to... One, I would say become friends with that girl and be a friend with her. And then B, tell your boss that you hate your friend.
Hate him.
I'd be like, what, that guy? He fucking sucks. I hate that guy.
I hear what you're saying. I think you're right. You got to play these personalities.
Be friends
think
with everybody.
The move, yeah, well, that's the move.
Yeah.
Is to be, you have to tell, you have to do two kind of psychotic things, okay? One, you have to play so dumb with the boss.
Yes.
Play so fucking dumb that you're almost like brain dead.
Yeah.
Like if he brings up the guy, I don't know. Who?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh,
that Larry?
Guy? Yeah. Oh. He's okay.
He's not right.
Yeah, I don't know. No. And then just change the subject.
I'll be honest, man. Maybe she should stop seeing him. He's not very good.
Yeah, like, or not even, don't even give,
do
no, don't give opinions.
Sell
you want to be so
no,
out
right.
of it. Don't give opinions. Like, because if you say that now, you're emotionally, like, getting into the story. I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you doing for lunch? You know, like, you just change the subject right away. But you got to play so dumb with the boss because right now he's just trying to protect his daughter. And the daughter is bringing this guy up in ways that the dad can tell she's being fucked with. Your second job is to go to the friend and be like, yo, the dad is asking about you. She's talking. You let him know how into him she is.
Yes.
And he wants to get away, so he will, because he'll hear the fire,
yes,
and he'll run out of that house because he can smell the fucking smoke.
Yeah.
So he's going to know. He's going to have... So, and say to him, listen, man, you're not going to be able to get back with girl
B. You got to date the daughter, though. He's got to date the daughter.
Well, I don't think he
get
has
in
to.
At the boss. I just watched an episode of The Goldbergs. It was very similar to this.
This was The Goldbergs? This is the same. Maybe this kid just wrote a plot from The Goldbergs.
Never.
No, but I'm saying what he does is then you go to your friend and be like, yo, she's really into you. The dad keeps asking you.
Yeah.
He wants to be your in-law. Mm. He'll get so afraid of that getting serious because that getting serious will ruin girl B getting back together. So you got to let him know, listen, man, this girl is going to be coming after you. It's going to ruin girl B. So you got to put his dick on the line.
Put his dick.
And
put
your
that
buddy,
dick on the line.
Your buddy will save his own dick by
put
getting away from your buddy.
On the line.
Put that dick on the line.
Now, can I tell you exactly what's going to happen?
Sure.
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to break up with this girl. He's going to try to get back with old girlfriend. Realize there's a reason they broke up in the first place.
Yep.
Want girl A back. Now, my man is at the job, and that girl has moved on.
I don't think... I see that timing working out to this guy's favor. It's going to take too long.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that's happening, this guy, he's moving on to his next job.
You don't know who this guy is. This guy could have no arms.
No arms. he's making 3 times the average. No arm.
No. I'm saying the guy, the boyfriend, the guy who's trying to bang both girls. He could have no arms, but just so happens to be around women who like guys with no arms, and
there's
the only two on the planet.
There's somebody.
Maybe
that
there's
was,
more. Probably a lot more.
There's someone sitting at home just being like that. Did like the biggest double take.
That's all
that
I
has ever happened when they just no arms.
Yeah.
Did he just say no arms?
And I believe in people with no arms. I'm just saying, and I think that they can achieve anything.
I've always told people you're pro.
I prefer people with no arms.
Yeah. Pro no arm people.
Yeah,
That's always what I say.
Yeah, because they're much more sensual with their mouth. it's like a blind person. You can hear better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you got no arms, your lips become your hands.
What's that comic book guy? Daredevil.
Yeah, he's a daredevil with no arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a no arm superhero that just licks people into submission. Just
can we cut that out? Because I'm going to write that book. I'm going to write that story.
Please don't cut that out. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone at GregStone_. Also part of the Rad Dude cast. Let's do, oh, this is a lady emailer. Let's do some chick email.
Anybody could be anybody if you just say it.
Hey, J Train, my sorority sisters all listen to the podcast, and I'm glad I finally tuned in. I'm a big fan. So I just moved back home with my parents for a month and a half, and I just downloaded Tinder for the first time. I want to meet some guys while I'm here, but I've been super unsuccessful so far. Would love a male perspective. Also, when I do match with guys, they always pull the cheesy compliment plus, how are you single on Tinder? What's the best way to answer this between saying, yeah, you're right, I'm perfect, and because I'm kind of a bitch? Thanks for the help. So she sends her Tinder profile. I'll say this. A lot of, you know, the first line, that if you get a guy that's writing in, how are you? I can't believe guys even write that. That's like,
what do they write?
How are you still single? Huh. It's just very cheesy to me. I don't know why.
I don't know how anybody does any of that shit. Any open cold emails. Well, because not people aren't creative.
Yeah.
Some people, and they're not supposed to be creative.
Your opening line should be pertain to something about their pictures. That's the advice number one, because yeah, that shows a little bit of interest. That, how are you still single, is kind of like a down thing, like you're downing them, but like girls never take that positively. And just from her email, you can say that. Girls never take, how are you still single, positive.
Because then immediately you say, oh, I'm broken on the inside.
Yeah, all they hear is, yeah, still single.
Of course.
You know, they never hear the, yeah, how are you still single?
Because
they hear it, they read it as, how are, yeah, you still single?
Because they're trying to beat being single. That's, yeah, the same as saying, how are you, how have you not lost weight? That is the exact same,
it's
thing.
The same thing.
It's like, well, this is the thing I'm trying to fix, and, yeah, thanks for pointing it
and
out.
And that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
exactly why I'm here. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. And especially when you say that with having never met their personality, like, yeah, you're just looking at, like, that's basically like, if you were to do that in live conversation, that's, mm-hmm, like looking at someone's body, mm, and just being like, oh, how are those tits and ass not taken yet?
Because, yeah,
that's all he's saying.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's, yeah, not saying, like, how are you with that well-read, versed brain of yours,
yeah,
still,
yeah,
single? Because Tinder, it's all looks.
You're so smart. How did you not finish college?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not working out, man. A bunch of shitty teachers. What do, yeah, you want
to
tell you?
So to the guys out there, let's stop with that fucking opening line. It's, yeah, bullshit. No one. And to the girls out there, if a guy does that, just be like, then, I mean, that's strike one for him.
Mm.
So if a guy does say that to you, just write, I mean, what would you write back if you were the girl and he goes, how are you still single?
I would just send her a video. I would just send him a video of my stand-up. That's how I would do everything. That's how I respond to 90% of anything.
Yeah, just a video of my stand-up. Here's my 5-minute clip.
Yeah, here's a
send
clip.
This to somebody in, yeah, Hollywood. Send this to Hollywood.
Yeah.
P.O. Box Hollywood.
I also don't believe in internet dating. Everyone does.
No?
No. I like meeting people in the fucking world, in the,
yeah,
street. Yeah, I'm a coffee shop guy.
Yeah, you're, I'm like, a friend, I like a friend, your skin.
Guy. Yeah, charisma is the best. Meeting people is the best part of life. Getting out there, being like, hey, yeah, taking that risk. Being, yeah, like, hey, listen, this is crazy me to talk to you, but I'm sorry, I'm a good person, but those shoes, I want to fuck you.
There was a point in that where I could have cut you off, and I'm, yeah, happy I didn't.
I'm glad you did. No, but I'd like to meet people in, like,
I like those shoes. I want to fuck you is your advice for approaching person in coffee shop.
No, I mean, this whole meeting people on the internet, like, just that's how everyone does everything is too numbing. It's too much.
Well, it is numbing to hear that she's getting a lot of the same, yeah, things. And I think for any guy or girl out there, understand that. Listen, we're not that much different from one another. Like, yeah, you know, you got to separate yourself. And if you say something about a picture that maybe someone wouldn't have said, because everyone, you know the picture that everyone's talking about,
yeah,
for every profile. It's like the one with the dog or the one, yeah, with the fish or whatever it is. And so maybe go to the other pictures and say something about that. Like, yeah, this, and also this girl.
You always comment the third picture in. You told me that a long time ago.
I didn't say that at all.
I think you did. Someone did.
Someone did.
I don't know. I've been in a relationship for 15 fucking years.
If I'm a girl who gets, how are you still single? You just say, I would come back with something confident. Not, yeah, something, I wouldn't come with something. I don't like the fucking neg thing that people are doing. I had this girl.
Yeah.
She sent me, she always tells me on, like, this girl on Snap, she's always like, oh, you're, you know, like, she says nice things on Snap. And then on Twitter, she'll, like, neg me.
Yeah.
To her. Negging, you know, is stupid. And I'm like, and it'll be like, and
it's called,
I'm like,
insulting. It's not negging. It's called insulting.
Insulting. I don't know.
You're
who.
Insulting me.
I can't believe guys did that. Yeah. Like, I can't believe that was like a dating advice technique. Yeah, go up to that girl and be like, fuck your shoes. Like, what?
It only works with a very specific type of girl. Like, that's the thing. You have to tailor it to who you're trying to deal with. If you're trying to get like a pre-law girl, like, it's not going to work. But if you're maybe.
You mean a good catch?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, right?
Like, it's. Yeah. I don't understand that whole negative thing. So if a guy writes you, how are you still single? Just be like, can't find the right one. You know, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. Come out with like, no guys really.
My last five boyfriends were killed in cold blood. And I'm trying to figure out how.
This is my way of figuring out the
murder.
Exactly.
My boyfriend is almost dead.
Yeah.
Almost. Just say, we're hoping that he's. Pulls through.
She sent her profile. It is six pictures, and they are all alone shots. I would say to her, she's cute. She's very cute. There's six pictures. They're all alone shots. What I would say to her, add a few with friends. She's shooting a gun in one. I'd keep the gun one. I like that. It's, you know, oh, how'd you know how to do that? Greg just magnifying the picture.
Yeah, man. It's an Apple Doc.
Oh, my God. She's got no arms.
No, this is Greg's dream.
That kind of girl. Let's get you out of those arms and into this car.
So I would say to her, add a few with friends. I like the one where she's drinking out of two margarita cups. That seems fun. She's sure. Her profile says, how do you move that back? Her profile says, outdoorsy with a side of wino. And then it has a lot of other information about her school and what sorority. Take out that information. You just want to have one line. And if I were her, you're outdoorsy with a side of wino, I'd do, I put rosé in my Camelback. That's what you say.
This is all
and
bullshit.
That says it all.
Why this is that job interview shit. It's that, like, you just have to know the right thing to say on the job interview that gets you the job, and then God knows if you're going to be in
That's why
the
I'm
job.
Saying take away all the informational
No,
shit.
I agree with what you're saying. I just think the
have,
whole thing
have a
is
line that a line that illustrates doesn't say it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got to get through, like, to your point, you got to get through the formulaic stuff as quick as possible. Have a couple of messages, go back and forth, go get coffee.
Yeah.
Like, take it offline.
Offline as quick as possible. That's the other thing. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Greg Stone.
Can I tell you something?
Greg Stone _. Yeah, go ahead.
Before you get into the next email.
Sure.
I had one online date in my life, I told you.
One in your life.
One. It was a girl from OKCupid. It was me and my girlfriend broke up for like a month or two or some shit. I see her. I'm at the diner. It wasn't down. It was like a restaurant or whatever. It was I see her coming in. She sees me and she audibly goes, ugh. And she sat down.
You saw her?
Saw her just go.
Disgusted.
Ugh. And I went, this is already over, huh? And she's like, well, we can still eat.
We can still eat?
And I said, let's
wait,
not.
Your opening line to her was, it's already over,
said,
isn't it?
I said, this is already over. I was furious when she sat down because she looked at me. And then I went, ugh. And I went, all right, so this is done, right? And she was like, well, we can eat. I said, no, I don't think so.
Well,
you can
we
eat
can
somewhere
eat.
Else. I'm not eating with you. And I left.
Oh, my God. And then you just got up and left?
Yeah. What a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, the fight was over before it started. And it was and that's the thing is, I'm not going to let you. I'm a great guy. I'm a very nice person, and I'm caring. Yeah, all right, I got a big-ass nose, and I'm fat. Who cares? But I got a lot of other things to offer.
I was hoping you'd just break down crying right as you were explaining. I got, sure. You know, I'm a good guy.
Sure, my career isn't where I want it to be. I mean, what I'm doing, I'm just working. I'm pounding and I'm pounding and I'm pounding and nothing. Nothing!
My Twitter has an _ in it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's going to be just okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest advice to any online dater is going positive. Like, that girl, you could tell she just had been through... It's not even you at that point.
Yeah. She's also sucked. We talked for a while. She sucked.
Understandably, she sucks. Yeah. But she sucks because she's been broken down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and your goal shouldn't be, I want a boyfriend. I want a girlfriend. Your goal should be, I want to meet cool people.
I want to meet fucking
meet
cool people.
Someone that's the right person for me. And I think a lot of times girls do this a lot where it's like, I'm in need of boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what are you looking for? A warm fucking body? Yeah. Like, you're just looking for someone that's just good enough? Like, that doesn't that is like, fine.
Yeah. It's like that whole idea of you know what you want, so that's what you're getting, is this. My girlfriend and I have absolutely nothing in common.
Nothing. Not one thing.
Nothing. I love her more than I've ever loved any of my life.
You really don't have anything in common.
She's, I mean, she's into...
She's hot.
She's hot.
She's got a good job.
yeah.
She's into nutrition.
She's a nutritionist, yeah. Which is crazy.
She's well-spoken.
Very well-spoken.
She is
you just
kind
looking at me
others.
And saying, what are your flaws? You're the opposite. No, but she's exactly...
Small nose.
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but like she's like the music we're into, she's not into the same anything. Yeah. But we have the most fun time. I love
yeah.
it. She's great. And it's like, but if I went looking for that, if I went looking for what I wanted, I would have never gotten her.
Not to her. Yeah. yeah. And that's about opening yourself up. That's kind of why I'm saying, you know, all the informational stuff in your bio and the Tinder, that's why it doesn't work. You're just saying, here are my resume items, hire me. Yeah. And it's like, instead of where I'm saying like, her saying I'm an outdoorsy person with a side of wino.
Yeah, yeah.
You could put that can become just the profile. Let that be the profile.
Yeah, yeah.
I put rosé in my Camelback.
Some guy just goes, I'm not outdoorsy. Fuck her. Like it's like
but rosé in the Camelback. Oh, I know what Camelback is. I know that's something you use when you hike. I like rosé. I like her attitude. She's fun. She's like, you know, you're not going to necessarily end up with somebody that ticks off boxes. And if you are ticking off boxes, that's going to be fucking boring.
It's a crazy person. Not crazy, but it's a person that is not going to be as much fun.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone. I got a lot of hypotheticals. I love when an OKP comes on. We got some news items. Let's get right to hypotheticals in the news. We'll come right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're here with Greg Stone. Greg, thank you. I love the OKPs because we can kind of go off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I like that we can do some different things and you can, you know, interject.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get follow-up emails from time to time. And I'm going to tell you right now, this was one of my favorite emails we've ever read.
Yeah.
And it was these guys that are Apache helicopter pilots. Okay? I'm not kidding. They send me Snapchats all the time
of
them flying That's Apaches.
Crazy. Wow.
And I guess they live, I think it was like North Carolina, somewhere down south. And they're living, now they're like... officers or some shit.
Oh, wow.
And we can go back. I don't know what episode it is, but we can figure
it
out.
It's pretty recent. It's got to be within the last couple of months.
And they were just moved into this complex with this pool.
Yeah.
And they were like, there's tons of hot chicks at this pool. How do we make this fucking hot chicks come to us?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, my advice.
Keys to an Apache.
That was kind of my advice.
Oh, really?
I was like,
oh, sorry.
I was like, wear the Apache shit. Fucking bring beach ball. Like, make you guys the center of fun. Like, bring the fucking party. Because right now, I get it. They're in a complex, you want to keep it buttoned up, but like if they come with a beer pong table and a fucking, you know, their own mixed drinks and little cups and stuff and like feather, feather boas and shit, be the fun and they'll come to you and it'll turn. So they wrote back an update with J Train, definitely gonna feather your nuts now with a follow up of some advice you gave my Apache pilot friends and I in regards to what we need to do at our pool that is always filled with 99 question marks.
Oh, good, because they have the personalities.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The basic advice and your guest gave was to be fun, the fun guys at the pool, music, beach balls, etc. Well, we started doing that, and the results have been unbelievable. Not only have we got with girls way out of our league, but we got other people bringing beach balls, floats, etc. to the pool to copy us. The best instance of this is when we showed up to the pool and noticed this scenario. There were hot girls everywhere, dudes sitting in the pool trying to look cool, and just an overall lame environment. So I decided to bring the party. I straight up copied Anchorman by going to the end of the pool and yelled, "Attention, everyone. I have a very important announcement to make. Cannonball!" And did a cannonball. While my buddy started blasting music and threw beach balls everywhere.
I want to go to this. I want to go.
Exactly.
Pick us up in an Apache.
Get the Apache here to Stand Up New York. I'm waiting outside right now. It became contagious as fuck, and the pool got turned as the hot girls jumped in the pool with us, and everyone followed, took shots, shotgun, etc., and ended up with me getting a girl's number, and we've been on some dates. We can't thank you enough because the results have been life-changing.
Wow. Wow.
I've never been harder than I am right now.
Well, I'm hard too.
In the beginning, I was hard. This is the boner to end all boners right now for me. We've taken the Be Fun persona to the bars and everywhere else with similar results, which has proven to me that girls are more attracted to guys having fun over attractive guys that aren't. Okay.
Absolutely.
That, I agree. That makes a lot of sense.
That's how I get laid.
One other thing I want to spread the word is a movement my Apache pilot friend has started called Boneyard International. Boneyard International.
I hope this isn't sexual. This is going to be really dirty.
Here is the lowdown. Boneyarding is when you crush a can of beer with your foot after you drink it and yell Boneyard. I love shit like this. I love how simple.
It. Absolutely.
I love this is dudes being dudes right yeah. here. This is the simplicity.
Boneyard.
It's perfect. Oh, you ever boneyard? What's that? Well, you just drink a beer and crush it with your foot.
And yell boneyard.
Oh, that's a boneyard? Okay, I'm in. I love this. And toss the crushed can to a designated spot in the room, yard, pool, where all the other crushed cans are.
Well, that makes sense, because those are the old bones.
This collection of crushed cans is called the Boneyard.
Yes.
The background behind this is my buddy got the idea when he witnessed a wasted girl at a party, shotgun a beer, crush it with her foot, and yell Boneyard. That is hilarious.
That's not where you got the idea. You took the idea. That was that lady's idea.
Literally. I mean, who is this woman? We I need to meet her.
Get her in the Apache.
I want her in and bring her up and then fly us all back down. I just, that is hilarious. Something to witness where a hot chick is just like, Boneyard! And you're
awesome.
Like, oh my God. All of a sudden you hear the music like, doo-doo-doo-doo, you know? And toss it to the corner of the room with no explanation. There's a Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter where followers post videos of them creatively boneyarding. My friends and I did underwater boneyard. Here are the links. So if you go on Instagram, it's called Boneyard International. Twitter, Boneyard_Nation. And then Facebook, it's Boneyard International. He sells koozies, stickers, and tank tops with a koozie sewn onto it. Very practical. It's not a for-profit organization, just some fun movement we're trying to spread and connect everyone through something we can all get behind, crushing booze. I think your podcast would be a good medium to spread the word to Greek life. Yeah, go check this shit out.
I already requested to be friends on Instagram.
He's got it closed off. He's got to open up that Boneyard.
Yeah, you got to make a public page.
You got to make it a public. Thanks again. The podcast is legit as fuck. I'm still spreading the word. Everyone and subscribe and listen. Hey.
I like this guy.
I love these guys. The Apache dudes. I want to come to that pool party so fucking bad. Man, that is fucking cool.
Yeah. First, I've got two things to say. Two. One. I want this. Check out the Rad Dude cast. I want this guy to be one of my friends.
You want him on your team.
I want Apache guys on our team.
Okay. Yeah.
So, second thing is, I love that he was like, we got the idea from just watching someone else do it. It's like, oh, man, I got this idea for an invention. It's a toilet bowl that's also a feather duster. And it's like, well, where'd you get it? Well, my friend invented a toilet bowl feather duster. It's like, yeah, you just did that.
I don't know what a toilet bowl
I don't know. I just said
is.
Anything. Sometimes I just grab words and throw them out.
Just throw them out there. Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
All right.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're on too.
I'm here.
At Mansamp on Twitter. We're in the other studio, so it's you don't travel.
So right, like, I don't get up and come to the
there's
table.
There's no introduction.
We're just at the table.
Yeah, we're just at the table. So at Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Hey, J Train, my friends and I have been debating this for a while. So would you rather always get amazing oral for the rest of your life from your spouse, but never be able to make them orgasm? So you get amazing oral, but you can't orgasm from the oral.
Okay.
Oh, you can't or they can't?
But never be able to make them or oh
yeah he's saying
so
that
you get amazing oral
you're just
from
a
your
piece of shit now.
From your spouse but you can't fucking give her an orgasm
yeah
or always give your spouse amazing oral but they would never be able to make you orgasm
so you can jerk off though
so I think it means just from the oral right like
from
less sex or
yeah. And you or your spouse can't finish themselves off after this could inspire you or your spouse to cheat lose sex drive or something worse. Not too sure what's worse than never having sex again. So I guess you never climax with your spouse. I mean, this is
a nightmare on both ends.
Yeah,
this relationship's already over. No matter which one you pick, it's
this
over.
This is literally the story that you hear from depressing marriages.
Yeah.
Like, you have a buddy that's married, and he's like, we haven't had sex in months.
Yeah.
I never come. She never comes. We're starting to hate each other.
Right.
You know, this is like how marriages end.
Yeah. She breaks up with you or you break up with her. That's that story. That's the choice. The hypothetical is get out of that relationship.
Well, what do you do? I mean, I'd take no climaxing.
You don't climax.
I'm imagining this scenario where I can go in the bathroom and beat off and
that's what
do
I'm
it on
imagining.
My own. So let's say also, you can do it on your own.
I got one too.
I'm given.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to
do that.
Also, because you know, to feel like a man, you know, you don't feel good after coming.
Yeah.
You know, you don't feel like a powerful man after coming. You do feel like a powerful man from getting someone else off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So this is also self-centered for, you know, my reasoning is self-centered because I'm like, I want to be fucking have my ego intact.
I've got a great answer for this question.
Sure.
Okay, so here's the situation, right? I would take the same. Yeah. I want her to come. Here's why. Because I can cheat. Meaning, not to sound shitty, but I can go to a place, get a hand job, come, and it will mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
I will never, like, if she's an
emotionally, you are intact.
I can detach. I can detach sexually.
You could take that shower.
Yeah.
Be okay.
And be like, what? I don't cheat, but I'm saying if I was in that situation where I'm with someone I love, absolutely the amazing person, and she just never lets me come, as, I don't know if it's because, but they say it's because you're a man or whatever bullshit, but it's like, she might get attached. She might fuck somebody and then get attached and leave me and then it's over.
Yeah.
Whereas I know I can go to a place, I can go to a massage parlor and just get a fucking hand job and be done and still have this amazing person at home. So, but she has to know that this decision was made. I hope that she has to know that it was like, God came around and told me that one of us gets this. You're always going to come and I'm going to be the hero here. And then when it eventually comes out, I'm getting hand jobs at massage parlors, I'll be like, well, because I wanted to come before I died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a death wish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Oh, I completely agree. You have to make the girl come and then you figure it out. Get a fleshlight or whatever.
And I do agree. Yeah, yeah. I could cheat and be like, yeah, I still love that woman. This was just a hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was just a vagina to me. You know, and that sounds pretty awful saying that, but.
No, but it's true. Sex is just one part of the relationship that is like, well, whatever.
Jer Bear, would you rather have...
Wait! Sorry. Jer Bear's a guy, Rad Dudecast fan, but he's talking about you.
He's talking about me.
Military guy, too, so I thought it was the same.
Would you rather have your future wife refuse to take your last name and hyphenate it with hers, or would you rather have only daughters?
This is a crazy question.
Does this guy hate women? It's just like... With the first one, all your kids would have their last name be Freed Goldberg or some other Jewy like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, who the hell wants daughters?
I mean, humans?
I'd go with option one because at least my family name gets passed on a little bit and I won't lose sleep over the thought of my daughters getting railed out on spring break.
That's always weird stuff. It's something I'm noticing now, like in TV shows, or like these reality shows where like the dad is too overprotective. It's like, stop worrying about your daughter's vagina so much.
Yeah.
It's like, she should be having sex.
The hope is that you're a good enough dad that your daughters are letting the right people be with them. Like, you know, at some point, everyone's got to get fucked.
Of course.
You know?
Totally.
You know, so, I mean, I'm going with daughters. I want hyphenated name. Whenever I would meet a parent with a kid whose parents with a hyphenated name, I'd be like intimidated.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, man, this mom's going to hate me.
See, I would go with hyphenated name just because I like to not know what kind of kid I'm going to have. Like, you could still have a man or girl. So I would like to have a boy or a girl. I don't really care.
Oh,
my hyphenated name means I've already changed my name. I don't give a shit about my name.
I'm taking daughters.
Really? You'd rather
have... Hyphenated name is like, to me, it's like, what? I don't know. I could never, I don't think I would connect with a girl that would want that.
I agree with that. I'm going with daughters.
Yeah.
Too.
Really? You guys I think it's
one of those weird things. Like, I'm getting married in January. It's just one of those weird things. It's like, we're doing this. It's like, take the name.
It's kind of like when people are like, they don't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And they don't want to say under God. It's like, just fucking do it. You know, like, just like, it's not a big deal, but it's also like, why is this your fucking...
It's just a tradition.
Why is this the thing?
Right. But then you'll never have a son. You don't want to have a son?
I mean, I don't mind. As long as they're healthy. You know, that's what you're...
Yeah, I don't mind what I have either. I don't mind if a kid's unhealthy. I would have a kid who's unhealthy.
Unhealthy kid?
I don't want an unhealthy kid, but he is. I'll love him just the same.
Of course, but I'm...
Now you're telling you want to throw kids in the garbage is what you're trying to tell me.
That's what I am. I'm the guy who throws kids in the garbage. That's the end of that, and that's what we do. Let's do another one. Dragon hypothetical. I've got a good hypothetical for you. Would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
This guy, I recommend you to listen to the Rad Dudecast. You are a fan.
I choose half because of all the babes you could get with a giant scaly beast of fire as your wingman. Literal wingman.
This guy went right before you wrote this.
Absolutely.
Email.
Yeah. Anyways, great job with the podcast. I listen to it in the early mornings when I'm working at the golf course.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think? Yeah, he's definitely high.
He's got the little one-hitter rocking at the golf course. Yeah.
Be a dragon or have a dragon.
You can ride it.
Awesome. And you don't have to change your life around
I love how easy that was for all of us. Yeah. Have a dragon, awesome, of course.
Yeah, you could fly on the dragon. Yeah.
Well, how long do dragons live? If they have infinite life, I would be a dragon. I'd be immortal.
You want to live forever?
Yes.
Why?
Why wouldn't I? Why? Because I don't believe in anything that happens after, so I want to keep this baby going forever.
Keep it going forever.
Yep. I want to see everything.
You want to watch everything you know die.
Yep.
What age would you stay at?
What age would I stay at? No, I want to continually age to things that no one has ever seen.
So you...
I want to become so old I become a dragon.
500 years old.
I want to be 10,000 years old.
You want to look 10,000 years old.
I want to be the guy people come up to me and they say, What was it like hundreds of thousands of years ago?
Yeah, but they could still do that if you kept your 30-year-old body.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. No, but I want to keep, like, when I get turned 100, then I become a baby again.
And you want to go back to baby.
But still the same brain. I'm a smart baby. And then I go through the whole thing.
That's frustrating. Yeah. You have no
motor skills. But it changes life up every now and again.
Trapped inside your body.
It gets boring. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, shit, these 20 years again. Yeah, baby body would be weird.
That would be, I think that would actually make you go insane.
No, because by the time you get older.
But if you're trapped in the baby body, you literally have to wait, you know, years. You're like in solitary confinement.
Right.
But that's when you meditate. That's when you start thinking about the good things in life. That's when you start getting your shit together.
That's when it all happens?
Yeah, the first 10 years. It's 10 years of just honing your brain.
Well, 10 years. That's how you, by 8, you could start talking to people.
Not me. I couldn't talk till I was 14. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, let's keep going. We got more. Best hypothetical ever, this one's called. Papa JT. Your podcast fezzes the fuck out of my ear nuts. Therefore, I pose you this hypothetical. Flabongo a beer every hour on the hour for the rest of your life. Keep in mind that you must carry the flabongo wherever you go. You ever use the flabongo?
I've never even heard those letters together.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this either.
Flabongo, I used them when I was in South Carolina with my friends. Google flabongo. It's basically a beer bong that's a flamingo.
Oh. And, I probably could have figured that out.
Yeah, it's a flamingo beer bong.
That's funny.
And you can do one beer. And then you flabongo a beer every hour on the hour for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or never drink another drop of alcohol for the rest of your life. Choose wisely, my friend. Shit and tits to M_Cordero on Snapchat and Instagram. Do you think?
Easy. I choose never to drink again.
Reasons. Never drink again.
One, what you're just suggesting is medication. That's a pill you have to take.
Yeah.
Every hour.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. Yeah. You know? Two, smoke weed every day. All right? I'll fucking never drink a beer, and I'll get high as much as I want whenever I want.
Yeah, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, exactly, man. I will smoke weed, and I'll get a designer drugs, you know, that weird shit.
Yeah, you'll get into those pills with the different letters on them.
Excellence or whatever. What is that? I don't know. Do that, man. Sure. I don't need a beer.
Greg is going to get into a drug that doesn't exist.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, we've had ones like this before. No, I agree with Greg, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no alcohol. Let's do.
I like his confidence though, thinking that was the best one.
I know that it wasn't the dragon one.
The dragon one was the best one.
It was much better.
That was my favorite one.
Here, let's do one more, then we'll go to the news. Hey, if others want to be cucks and not want their email read on the podcast, read this one instead. Okay.
The whole cuck thing coming onto this podcast.
No,
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Let's just
didn't
drop
we
it?
Talk about? I talked about it on another podcast. I didn't really know.
Yeah, it's a guy that lets or like fantasizes about his girlfriend or wife getting banged by other guys. But they just use cuck as like just let's not
I don't
do
like that,
that
word.
Yeah.
Hypothetically,
I love
if you could switch bodies, think of that god awful movie Freaky Friday for a week with one male and one female. Who would it be, and what week would you switch, and why?
A great one.
For me, this guy writes male Ryan Lochte during the Olympics for the week after he has finished his events. This was sent 9 days ago. So this is before. Right. So this guy.
Now you don't want it.
Would be in a Brazilian fucking. Had a gun raised to his head. The amount of ass he is getting right now has to be absurd. Female, Amelia Clark, young, attractive single, not too in the spotlight, but still known, would do it not during filming of Game of Thrones, so there's flexibility on doing whatever I wanted. What say you? Keep up the good work. Can't wait for a response. So male and female, you get 1 week of being them.
Wow, I have to think. This is a good
one. But are you you in your brain, just in their body?
Yeah.
Or do you have double brain?
No, it's Freaky Friday. So, like, the Freaky Friday is you switch the brain.
Oh, right.
Oh, so I don't have the skills they have. Like, I can't pick pilot because then I'll crash the plane because I don't know how to fly a plane.
Yeah, you would crash the plane, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say Stone. I would want to be Stone Cold, and Stone Cold versus The Rock, but I might fuck up a thing and then get, you know, become, and die. I'd love to have been WrestleMania. Like, yeah. I would have loved to have been in the greatest stage. In the the greatest. No, but that's not who I choose, so don't count that one. Do you know? Because I want to think for a sec.
This
is really good.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Good.
I would do... what do you...
I know. Okay, this is what I would choose.
I don't know the woman, though. I'm trying to think of the woman.
I want the...
No, go.
This is going to sound insane, but please try to stay on board.
Well, that's actually keeping us right on track with what you've done this whole episode. So
I would want someone who I want to switch out of my brain the moment the person hits the floor, but I want someone who committed suicide by jumping off one of the tallest buildings. So that the right before I die, I switch out so I can have that experience of falling. Or I'll just pick skydiver and live.
Why don't you
I guess I didn't think of that. Yeah, I'll just go skydiver.
That's insane.
Yeah, one of those dudes who use the squirrel suits, I'll just do that for a week.
Yeah, but it's your brain, so you don't know how to use the squirrel suit.
That's why I got to go back to suicide. You're right. I need the suicide one because I don't know how to use that.
How about you do, why don't you just go skydiving in general?
No, because I want that free fall right before I die. I want to know what it's like to die without dying. Is that insane?
That's what it's insane, but it makes sense. Though.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
I hear you. What woman?
How do you know that wasn't the woman I would choose?
Oh, you're right. That was sexist.
So I'll throw that woman.
The doctor was his mom.
And for the man, I would probably do like a Louis C.K. at the Garden just to perform.
Man, how disappointing would that be for that audience?
It would be.
They're going to hear your jokes.
Yeah. Louis really fell off.
Louis, what happened to Louis?
Yeah, he gained a bunch of weight.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool to see if they work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you killed in Louis's body, like just to see if that would be.
Let me tell you something. I'm probably one of the best comedians.
Alive.
To be alive.
Alive.
Yeah,
I
just don't have
that.
The hype. But I'm
top five.
I'm funnier than 99% of the people.
99%.
99.9% of people on this planet.
Okay, that's not really saying much. It's not that
many. 99.99999. I'm funnier than you, is what I'm trying to say.
Much funnier than me. That's a call out. Look at that. I want to see you and Louis C.K.'s body to see how
it goes. It's the same body. The same body.
I want to see how that stealing
bit. You bet Louis' hair.
I want you to do the stealing bit.
The stealing bit that Gary Gulman did, and it crushed. Did he know this?
Greg, we were at
open mic. We're doing an open mic. I'm doing this bit about how
it's like 5 years ago.
Yeah, how you gotta. I was like, you gotta steal. Stealing's the best. And I was telling the story about how I steal, and then he just comes up to me right after and goes, "Oh, that stealing bit. That's real. Like you're an idiot. Like makes fun, calls me out."
I was
never
telling him that
again.
I think he was rambling about stealing for like the whole 5 minutes, and then I go, and he knew it didn't go well.
It did not
go well.
And
he came off, and we were going out after the open mic, and I was just like, man, you got to do that stealing joke again. And then I've been saying it now for 5 years to him.
Yeah, as the insult.
As the insult.
But then Gary Gulman does the joke that I was essentially trying to do, Gary Gulman does on his special, and it's amazing.
Like,
he just
amazing.
Figured it out.
He figured it out.
He figured out the bit.
He didn't have Jared Free in his life just shit in his mouth the moment he got off stage.
Right, when he got off stage, people were like, keep working on it, man. You got something there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He had someone much more positive than me. I'm going to go Rob Gronkowski the week, literally, they win the Super Bowl.
And now you switch.
And then I get in the body. So they win the Super Bowl. Malcolm Butler does the interception. Then I jump in Rob's body for the next week
to finish the game. You should, as soon as the game is, you want that experience.
Yeah.
Take that from him.
So I took
that
it from
piece
him.
Of
yeah.
Shit.
So I get it, the Super Bowl celebration into the next week of all the fucking. So that's where I'm going with the dude. I'm doing the same thing, but with one of the Women's World Cup players.
Ooh.
Team USA. What's the hot chick's name? Whoever the hot chick on Team USA is. Look this
They're
up.
All hot. Everyone's hot. I believe everyone is hot. If you're under 35, and people over 35 are hot as well, but anybody under 33 years old for me is hot.
Anybody
under 28. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Every single one of them.
Alex Morgan, the minute they won the Women's World Cup, I'm becoming her. And she celebrates the Women's World Cup by becoming a lesbian.
Right.
Really?
That's her announcement.
Because you're there.
Because I'm there. So I, as Alex Morgan, yeah. We were raising the trophy.
That's so
and I'm
funny
getting interviewed, and I go, I just want to make one announcement. I'm a lesbian. And so I say it on national TV. Now the hottest lesbians in the world are coming after me.
You could have just been a guy and then had sex with women. So you just want to double dip on only fucking. You're
yes.
going to use both people just fucking no matter what. You had yes. no other experiences except
None.
The most fucking.
And in the moment of their biggest celebrity.
Ooh, I might even like to kill Bin Laden. That might be fun too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Kill Bin Laden, you
be
know.
The guy who killed Bin Laden yeah. and then the week after that.
Well, no, nobody knew who really
yeah,
put the trigger for a
that
long
guy
time.
Was partying.
He was partying.
That guy was partying.
He was partying.
That guy told yeah. some stripper, he's like, you want to hear something?
I just fucking killed
him. You want some classified information about this dick?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I would be the Rangers GM at draft week, like the couple days before, do the draft, oh. so I get to make those choices, and then
and
I
then
get the fuck out of
it's
Dodge.
It's like your that's own fun. Fantasy team.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
that's kind
of
cool.
It's the real Rangers. And yeah. then I would just switch with Hillary when she becomes president. I
can be oh, president. Then you're president.
Would yeah, you want to be president, though? Would that be fun?
Yeah, just for a week, sure.
I guess for a week would be anything
like the
fun
first week of her in the presidency? Like, how
sure.
much is really? She really doing?
First week, yeah. She's fucking everybody. That for, yeah, that's a good point.
You have to fuck Bill Clinton a bunch.
You gotta fuck Bill Clinton.
I'll blow Bill Clinton I'll right blow. Now. That's
right exactly. now. Look at that. He said it. Get that soundbite.
I controlled the
and
sound
we wanna play we wanna play it every 5 seconds. Yeah. I'd blow Bill Clinton right now. You
yeah.
know? So,
I'd let him.
Do we have time for a news item?
We could do a quick news
Let's
item.
Let's do
sure.
one news item and then we're out of here. Greg Stone, this was great. So all of you go follow Greg on Twitter at Greg Storn. Greg Stone.
Storn.
Get Greg Storn.
Storn
the Storn Zone. At Greg Stone _ on Twitter. What are you on Snapchat?
Greg F. Stone, I believe.
Greg F. Stone.
Yeah,
Man
yeah.
Samp at Man Samp.
That's
Mandatory
right.
Podcast. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Let's do one news item, then we're out.
So this Christian leader named Tony Perkins, who's a Christian lobbyist, he is often talking about how storms come and all these floods come because of gay people. It's like
oh,
a
yeah,
punishment
yeah.
from God.
Yeah.
His house got wiped away in Louisiana.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder if he was gay. I wonder if for well, like he slipped up and he did something and then he was just like, see, I was right.
Yeah.
I knew I should
have. But he can't tell anybody. Like,
yeah, he can't tell anybody.
I love the thought of like a gay storm.
Ooh.
We're going to get you. I don't know. Like,
it's raining men. Hallelujah.
What an insane thing to say and be like a person of influence.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
That storms are go only taking away gay people. Like, that is an insane
yeah, yeah.
thing to then be elected.
Just do the numbers.
Well, it's truly believing in, like, biblical shit with the yeah. flood and the Tower of Babel and all this crap. It's like, you really think that God is paying attention to what you're doing, and he's like,
yeah.
I don't care if we're going to destroy a bunch of other people. Those gays over there are ruining everything. Like, what are you...
Yeah,
it's just
know.
Too into it.
Ruining.
Too
Why would... What, like, yeah. what, there's no effect. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I just think, I like, what TV does that guy? I want to know more about his life. Like,
yeah.
what is he on a daily basis? I would love to be a fly on the wall for a guy like this, because it's like, does he wake up in the morning? Like, what's his day like? How does he avoid so much science throughout the day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how does yeah. he avoid truths just smacking yeah. him in the face, like a weatherman being like, yeah, we can tell because of the science and this that it does this. And
yeah.
he's like, well, God will see. You know, like, yeah. how is he rationalizing every 5 seconds? I was at yeah. a coffee shop. People who believe that much in God, like in any religion,
freaks mm-hmm. you out a little bit.
Anybody
no,
believes
I'm more,
anything.
They're like zoo animals to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I saw these people in any religion. I'm not saying like,
you 100%. Know, I don't like anyone who believes 100% of anything.
Anybody's
too much
no,
into comedy. Anybody's too much into hockey.
Die hard anybody
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
If you're the big, like, and except if you're a diehard J Train podcast fan, that's the one. No, but like, if you hold up, like, I guess on a past episode, I said something about Philly sports fans, how I wanted them to lose at the buzzer.
Right.
And I had all these people be like, don't say that about Philly. Like, yeah. And I'm like, and I know they were kind of joking, but also like, yeah, take a minute to look at the disgusting garbage trolls that go to your fucking Eagles games.
Yeah. Right.
Take a half a second.
Liars.
And just a person who can see the ridiculous is always going to be better than the person who just blocks it out.
Yeah.
So I'm not
yeah.
saying like, and that's why I think the same garbage Philly fan exists in Massachusetts, where I'm from, and it exists in New York, and it exists in Florida, and it exists in everywhere else. That person's the same person with a different color jersey on.
Right.
But I'm saying in Philly, you have a lot more of them.
Yeah. Well, but to your point, right, it's like this guy's just on Team Jesus. That's
Team
all.
Jesus just, doesn't care. Be. And it's like, you know, and it's kind of what I think, like, being affiliated with a party is so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, being like, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. Like, you agree with everything?
Yeah.
You're just going to go along with that fucking boat?
Yeah, you're throwing objectivity out the window, which is
it's to feel safe. It's to feel safe. Yeah. It's to feel like, you know, the team mentality that exists right now is like, it's getting worse and worse. That, you know, I got to cheer for my team no matter how little this subject lands, no matter how much this subject lands in the gray, I got to be on team woman or team man or team, you know, race. And it's like, problem. Well, listen, most of this shit, and I the internet doesn't help with this because internet articles that get clicked on are all black and white.
Yeah.
No, there's no internet article that gets clicked on that's, you know, this guy's just an okay guy. You know, it's either he's evil or he is a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Lochte is the perfect example. Lochte did, you know, that whole Lochte thing is, there's a lot of gray that went on there. I know he fucked up and he went to he did something in the bathroom. That other guy took a gun out on him. I mean, anyone who takes a gun out on somebody isn't exactly all there and in the right.
Yeah.
And then
in Brazil,
owner. But there's also a lot of other there's gray things, and everyone's like, he's an embarrassment to the country, because you know what? It's a lot easier to be like, he's an embarrassment to the country, than to be like, wait, my kids aren't really getting jobs.
Yeah.
Like, so you want to just pile on somebody to feel a little bit better about your own fucking
life. He was an embarrassment to the country when he showed up in Brazil with that gray hair. It's
there's just a lot. You know, it's also like, who cares?
Yeah.
Do I really, you know, was I buying Speedos because Lochte was their guy?
Are you buying Speedos?
I was buying Speedos all on my own. Okay. I was buying those Speedos and enjoying them.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the news. At Mansamp, at Greg Stone_, I'm Jared Fried. We are here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. We'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!